Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Here's your host, Mr. JT. Didn't turn off his phone, Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 25 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman.
Ding dong, bing.
What a gay ass ringtone is that anyway?
That is a pretty gay ass ringtone. That's the standard ringtone that Sprint puts on the androids. You know what? Is that my new nickname? Didn't turn his phone off. JT didn't turn his phone off for me.
Today it is.
All right. Bing, so we've been looking for a new one. Ding. Well, I'm here with my good friends Terry, the Beast, Michaels.
Was it even? It wasn't even a woman, was it?
No, it wasn't.
See, if it was a woman, JT, I wouldn't be yelling at you right now. I'd be saying, you know what? Let's pause the beginning of this podcast so Joel can talk to some pussy. But no, it wasn't even pussy.
No, it wasn't. It was Joe Simon.
Close enough.
Oh, we like Joe.
His voice sounds like Cyndi Lauper getting raped.
Yeah, I just want to have fun.
By Janet Jackson.
Hold on. That's a nice video.
Yeah, actually, that would be a good video.
Wait a minute. Which Janet Jackson? Because the current Janet Jackson looks like she needs a sandwich. Are we talking Rhythm Nation Janet Jackson?
Yeah, Rhythm Nation.
Remember Black Cat Janet Jackson? Oh, damn.
Rhythm Nation. Oh.
Bow, bow, bow. Yes. That's right. I know some black music.
Well, and also, we're here with the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
White power.
Yeah.
And joining us this week, our special guest, Mr. Daniel. I don't have a nickname for him either. Die. Daniel Die, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
He comes all the way to his own place.
Yes.
And you can't even think of a nickname for him?
Yeah, I know.
I'll walk out of the shower,
call,
go
then
down
you
the
call
room.
Him a special guest like he's retarded?
Yeah, actually, I kind
I
of...
I saw a bus out there ready to pick him up right now.
I don't know, the Egyptian comedian, the offensive comedian, something.
You're Egyptian?
Yeah.
It's Irish and Egyptian.
God damn it, I thought you smelled like King Tut.
Damn.
Well, actually, I called him the guest, so we're in his apartment right now. So we're the guests. It's his world.
Oh, I'm
it
sorry,
is Daniel's world. You're right.
I didn't mean to interrupt your tomb.
Yeah, yeah, how's Tutankhamun doing?
I don't
anyway,
see, you know what? I don't.
Well, you know,
I don't see no treasure around here. There's not a sarcophagus in this motherfucker.
Yeah, what's
nothing.
Going on with it, man?
The second floor is smaller than the first floor in this apartment, and then you got this tiny little attic, so it's sort of pyramid shaped. Is it?
Guess that's something going on.
There
yeah.
You go.
Hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't fucking funny at all.
No,
anyway,
no, it wasn't. So you went to a really good funny bit, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joel.
Yeah. Something. All right, I'm just going to interrupt with my bullshit. Sorry.
We should light him on fire.
It's probably be a good
idea. They didn't do that in Egypt.
No, I'm talking about just Joel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like the Egyptian. He's going to bring me gold and shit.
I like the Egyptian.
I like the dance. Egyptian. I even walk
like this
that.
whole apartment complex is like the what do they call it? The desert of the kings or something. They're all, I don't know. I know a little bit about Egyptian history. I'm sorry. I saw King Tut's exhibit.
It was tight.
It was, except the part where he died at 13. You're a little...
Something like that.
Yeah.
He didn't get enough time to
get
his pickle
in. You're probably the only Egyptian in history to ever play rugby.
Yeah,
you never saw that on a wall in any tomb, or jumping on a ball. They were all skinny and trying to get through water with Moses.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, we begin once again with our opening segment.
Part the Red Sea in this month.
That motherfucker didn't use magic. He just used this tall motherfucker in the part of what he just karate chopped it. Rugby, nigga. Yeah. You got enough time to get across.
You guys can't see Daniel Dye, but he's like 7'6".
Pretty much.
And he's like a gentle giant, because I've never seen him say anything mean to anybody. I've never seen him.
Actually, really?
Yeah,
not one time?
Never. Well,
that's amazing.
I kick you in the balls if you say anything mean to me. But I mean, I'm just saying in general.
I'm tall enough to just box him too. Say about my mama? Oh, you short nigga! Oh, my balls!
I thought I was more of an asshole. I apologize.
You need to work on it. You need to work on it. I'm gonna strap a bomb to you.
Actually, the only person I know who's like quieter and nicer than you would be your girlfriend, but she's like 3'2", so.
Now he's insulting your girlfriend.
I'm not insulting her.
First, you're retarded.
You're really tall, first, and she's really short.
Yeah. Now he's calling my girlfriend a midget.
Hey, you should great call.
I'd say midget. You know, under 3 feet is a midget. She's
under 5 feet. Three, a midget.
She's vertically challenged. I don't know. Like she's vertically challenged.
Yeah, I'm fucking a preemie child. Thank you.
That extra 2 inches is not going to help. Well, 2 inches in certain situations might help, but not in that one.
We haven't even finished the apologies for this week, and I already have half a dozen of them written down for next week.
Anyway. You should just apologize to him now.
No kidding. I'm not going to be here next week.
I'm really sorry that you can't attract normal-sized women. As I said.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on
just a second. This is coming from a guy whose phone is being blown up by Joe Simon.
Yeah, it was a booty call. I didn't answer for you guys, all right?
Right. Sure it was. You sure it wasn't somebody calling you a booty?
Probably.
There you go.
You said I was messing up the podcast, motherfucker.
Exactly.
I hate you. You'll never get into the bar free again. Anywhere I go, you're paying.
That's right. I have to pay. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week.
And 5 minutes ago,
in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 25, so for my insensitivity in episode 24, I would like to apologize to black people, stretching, muscular dystrophy, sign spinners, and straws.
You've apologized to straws before. What's your problem with fucking straws, Joel?
Yeah, straw.
You have. You've had to apologize to straws before. Yeah. Swizzle sticks.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I haven't apologized. Well, a girl refused to go out on a date with me once, and I asked her why, and she said because you drink with a straw.
Yeah, that looks.
She
gay.
Referred to it as a sissy stick.
Joel, drinking with a straw.
Was she talking about the straw?
Looks gay.
I'm not sure.
How tough can you be drinking out of a straw?
I know, man.
Hold on, mate. Was it one of those little straws that went on all the
yeah,
loops?
Yeah, all the squirrels and the loops and everything.
Yeah, it was.
And loops in the shape of a heart.
You couldn't even threaten somebody like that, though. Real talk. Like, nigga, I'll kill you, man.
That's why I bought loops in the shape of a heart, because I wanted to show how sensitive I was.
No, you didn't. Please tell me you didn't.
No, I didn't.
God.
Joe is not sensitive. He offends Negroes every week.
Well, so do you.
It's personal.
You think just because your skin is dark, that means you can offend Negroes?
No, it's because I have a freaking problem with the Yard Apes and the Coon Nation.
The Coon Nation?
Coon Nation? Yeah,
I've never heard of that before, but it sounds like a new movie.
Coon Nation.
Or is that our new show on FX?
Crickets.
It's
right after Wilfred. It's Coon Nation.
It's the black.
Hold on, down.
Check out Coon Nation this week as Bigfoot guest stars.
It's a spinoff from the old Alien Nation.
That's right. It's Coon Nation.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, that was a spaceship landed and let a bunch of aliens off, and this one was one of those boats finally arrived. And that was a long fucking trip from Africa.
Joel, just apologize now. Just apologize now. Yeah. Apologize to special education, Egyptians, and coons.
And acorns.
And acorns.
Any
heart-shaped straws.
Any sailor who goes back and forth between Africa and the United States, I apologize for just accusing you of being really slow.
Now, look, I want to get into, real quick, this girl broke up with you or wouldn't go out on a date with you because you drank out of a straw. Where do you meet these bitches? Because you tell me incredible stories about women that won't go out with you for the most idiotic, retarded fucking reasons. Where do you meet these broads?
See, that one actually was when I was in the Navy, and she was in the Navy.
That's why.
Yeah.
Navy bitches don't. I mean, hey, ladies, if you're serving in the Navy, I want to say thank you for risking your nipples. Okay?
In the defense of our country.
In the defense of our country. But they're crazy.
Yeah, they're not sane people.
Women, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
really?
That's true.
Yeah,
so she said, hold on, Joel. I would suck your dick, but you drink out of a straw, and there's just no way I can do that.
Well, you're paraphrasing, of course, but that's pretty close. Yeah.
And you let that woman be the reason why you don't drink out of straws anymore. You know part of their training is to get raped by dolphins. You know that, right?
Who?
Raped
Navy
by
women.
Dolphins.
They get raped by dolphins.
What?
Turn it up, boy. Now you can be in the Navy. You in now.
I don't remember. I must have missed that week of boot camp.
Just for the women.
Get raped by a dolphin? It's
all day long, baby.
Now you have to apologize to Flipper next week.
Flipper was getting some pussy. At least Flipper's getting some pussy.
That's true.
Flipper, hey, there's hold on. There's a movie coming out about a dolphin that doesn't have a tail. And they put a fake tail on it to try and get it to swim.
That's an actual story. I remember seeing a news story about that recently. They put...
So they put a fake fin, a fake flipper tail.
Yeah, a prosthetic tail.
A prosthetic tail on a dolphin. But half the veterans that come back from the war can't get help. I see.
Yeah.
It's real nice, yeah.
I see where the priorities are. Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome.
What about that bitch that was surfing? They didn't give her a new arm when that shark ate it even.
Yeah.
Could have gave her a new arm.
Fuck her. She's out surfing. Yeah, she's if you're stupid enough to get out on a board and swim out in the fucking ocean where there's sharks
and they're hungry.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you know, we're not willing to help the injured veterans coming back from the war, but we're going to help Flipless.
That's good. It's
all right, Joel, you said something funny.
Thank you. Thank
Mark
you
that
hell?
Down.
That's a seventh.
Anybody
sign.
Got a calendar?
Well, the world's going to end tomorrow. This one needs to be looking at
the
calendar.
End of the world as we know it.
I've got until December 2012 to do two more, and then the world can end.
He even dictates when we're going to die.
Exactly.
That's awfully wise.
Isn't that when the world's supposed to end? 2012 is like December 2012.
Oh, so,
no, on Facebook,
that's when
I got an invitation to the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
God. I was looking
I got
forward
shit
to that,
do
actually.
On the next day, though. So.
Yeah. That's because the Mayan calendar ends on the... you know what? It resets?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It and then, so the end of the world comes on December 20th? Okay, I got it. 2112.
Okay, have you met a Mayan?
All right.
Have you met a Mayan?
Look, here's what the deal was. They were fucking lazy. Look how long the calendar has lasted. Whoever had to write that had to have been tired. You see, you know, fuck it. If you guys
can't
figure
it out.
It was
high. It was high. The Mayans smoked all the time.
If that's you true. Can't figure this shit out, call an Egyptian.
Yeah. What's the motherfucker?
Hey, what do you think?
You got all the gold,
from?
Nigga.
You well,
you gold.
Know, the Mayans, their pyramids were steps, whereas you guys were you smoothed them off on the sides. It's like you guys were like pyramid.
What kind of grid
2.
Sandpaper 0. Do you use?
Had,
for
yeah,
hey, I have no idea, but that shit is impressive. It is impressive, isn't it? Though,
yeah.
People's like aliens created the pyramids. No, it was Jews.
And what is Steve Martin?
What is Jews? Jews drinking beer too. That's Jews drinking beer.
No, we drink.
Let
their
my
beer.
People go. Oh, yeah.
To there the bar. Will be miracles while it's sanded.
Part the Red Sea.
Yep.
Well,
I kind of look like Moses a little bit.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Except I'm Irish.
You are all the way fighting.
I'm like an Irish
are
Moses.
Are you just need a hat, like a little bitty hat they wear tilted forward, and you look just like the sticker.
I'll use the cane and part the sea.
I'll fight you.
Let our podcast go.
Exactly.
If you punch Terry too hard in the face, luck of charms will fall out of the niggas' ears, man, for real.
Well,
I'll kick you in the Blarney Stone.
In the Blarney Stone. Well, if anyone out there would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, check out episode 24 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe any more apologies or to make any comments, send us an email at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put JT quit whining.
Please. Seriously, quit whining.
Yes. I am a whiny bitch.
Yeah, that's my. You gonna steal my Joel Foreman impersonation too? You gonna take my shit? That's
Hobbit.
That is him. That is Joel.
Wait.
Oh man, you didn't even know about it yet.
When you mumble, that's what you sound like.
It is.
I believe you. Do it again.
This is Joel Foreman. So anyway, Terry, what's going on? What's your hobble? Nobody even asked you anything, Joe. Hobble. Yeah, I'm just up to hobble. That is that dick, what?
Only when you mumble. You don't sound that way when
you're right,
you talk,
you're right.
But when you mumble, you do sound like that.
Yeah,
he's rambling on for about something that's been 3 days old.
I don't know what you're
Danny mentioned
to
hobble.
See, he just did it right there. Yeah.
Sounds like an old Hanna-Barbera cartoon there.
It just sounds like he didn't finish a ham sandwich all the way and he's trying to talk to you still. It's kind of how it sounds.
That does kind of sound like I'm in the middle of eating.
Yeah.
Which I often am.
To hobble, to hobble.
Well, anyway.
Also in our audience is Chris, who looks like he got his hair cut at a pet shop.
No, that's aisle 7 at Walmart, niggas.
Well, we'll get into that in just a second.
At least you have hair to cut.
We will get into that in just a second. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Break.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so.
All right, look, hold on. Before we even go, you just took a phone call from your girlfriend?
Yes, I did.
And you're Egyptian. We're going to call you King Pussy Whip.
Oh, snap.
King Pussy Whipped. All right, hey, what does she want?
She had my house keys.
Oh, snap.
She came over early and took my, you know, used my car.
So it's going to be a little rendezvous later.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
a good interruption right there.
Yeah,
that's an 8 out of 10.
I can't hate on you now, man.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry, we were going to jump you.
We had a plan to jump you. And
when he was.
Hey, a booty call from my girlfriend's better than a booty call from Joe Simons.
Have you heard how good Joe Simons sounds?
Have you? Have you ever had Joe Simons?
Right, you know. Hey, I don't know. I would love that voice stuff. I'm turning it up, but like, so is that the fresh and easy?
Your ass is fresh and easy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No,
that poor little guy's not even here to defend himself.
No, that's man.
Honestly, though, I love Joe Simons.
Yeah, you don't let him write no jokes about your ass because he's good at writing some jokes.
Oh, he's amazing at writing.
Everybody loves Joe Simon. He's awesome.
He will toast you up. You'll
Why don't
sitting
you
there
marry him then?
Yeah.
If you love him so much.
What are you, 12? Yes. You love it so much, why don't you marry him?
I say that to my 22-year-old daughter. Oh, I love this. Really? Why don't you marry it then? Shut up.
All right, well, moving on. Before we move on, actually.
Sorry,
you were
moving
making
on.
Fun of his
Excuse
hair,
me.
And I interrupted you, so why don't you go ahead and finish.
No. I said, hey, at least the dude has hair.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't have any
Me and
hair.
Terry look like both balls on the pool table. He's the white ball and on the black. We are shiny. Our shit is just shiny.
It's the cue and the eight ball area.
Well, then we got Joel.
Why you always hit me?
Like a little
why you hit me is all I want to know.
Straight down.
My comb over is forward. Instinct. Most people do the comb over to the side. Mine's just
hey, did you trade in your Kia for a van?
No, I have not traded.
Because you look like someone that would drive a van around and ask little girls if they lost their kitten.
Or little boys for candy.
Hey, you know what? I think little girls should be united with their kittens. Okay? Have you ever seen how sad a little girl becomes when they lost their kitten? Okay? And I listen to him crying. And
as soon
I just
as they get
so
the van,
bad.
I'm going to work your Hershey Whiz way.
I don't have your kitten, but I have something else.
Yep.
Don't make me destroy you. Okay, go ahead.
I know. I look like a serial killer.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Since I've grown the beard, actually, I think it might be worse. You know, before I looked like Mark David Chapman, now I look like the Hillside Strangler.
Yes, you do. Yeah, and I'm the one that said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. That was you.
That's why I don't fuck with Joe, because one day I'm going to know it. I'm going to hear it. It's going to be on the news. Joe Foreman shot 22 people for no reason.
Just do me a favor. Yeah. When the reporters come to talk to you, don't tell them I was quiet, please.
I'm going to tell them you wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I never saw it coming. He was such a nice, quiet guy.
I never thought he would be a serial killer because he was so fucking loud and annoying.
You wouldn't shut
See, don't tell people I was quiet, please. Everyone always says he was so quiet.
He was so loud, and he masturbated a lot.
Now, that's true. I did.
Constantly.
I actually had to stop because I... Never mind.
His
anyway.
Hand was faster than a jackhammer.
Did you hurt yourself masturbating, Joel?
He did. Look at his wrist. It's all swollen.
No. 10 to 1, he forgot to use lotion and skinned his dick. I'm calling it.
Have you done that before?
I have, actually.
Oh, my God.
As fast as Joel moves, it looked like smoke signals were coming out of his room. And it was like, someone needs help yonder.
Did you have to get, like, some healing lotion, or did you actually put Neosporin on your dick?
I didn't do either. I just let it heal on its own. I was like, I am not touching this.
Wow. See, because I had to use Neosporin. I'm not even kidding. The pain-killing kind where you just... It hurt. I was doing it to beat the band. I was hardcore. It's my grip. I just have this unusual grip. I saw it on, professional masturbating. And
the masturbating channel.
I actually use one of those, you know how bowlers have the wrist thing to keep their wrist straight? I actually use one of those so I don't hurt myself, my wrist.
Hey, that's a good
idea.
Well,
you like to make it exciting, didn't you say in your act once you use hand puppets or something?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do.
you want to keep it fun, keep it exciting. It's like role playing.
Like you've never used a sock before.
That's like being a first step to being a Furby.
That's where the Furby came from. Now don't talk about my happy sock, okay?
All right. Oh, that sock is not happy.
My happy sock loves me.
Yes. Not only is that sock not happy, it's standing up in the corner by itself.
It's stiff.
Yeah, it's
it's got rigor mortis.
It's just standing up there like a surrender flag.
Well, I got a question. So I got a question.
Your penis is my prisoner. Do with it what you will.
Did you ever put like little faces on and everything like that? Little smiley face?
On the... No, but I used to... Never mind.
Every time I finish, I try to do a different design.
You know those little eyes you can buy? You know, craft stores? You know, some eyes.
Yeah. What? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Some eyelashes.
Hello. Could you imagine how bad that would be if the eyes actually moved around? One of the little jigabobble eyes and it's just all floating around.
Oh God, I'm fucking a sock with a crooked eye.
Do you think Jackson Pollock, when he masturbated, he would have a canvas in his room? And okay, everyone's completely unfamiliar with this. With Jackson Pollock's artwork. Never mind. Google Jackson Pollock and take a look at his.
Nigga, we ain't got no time to be Googling old Jackson Pollock.
Segway.
Wow. Sorry. The air
See,
just
once
got
again, st- everything was all funny. Everyone's laughing out. Everyone just kind of like, Joel, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I had no idea what you were talking about.
It's going to dip you in hot caramel, man.
Neither do I, really.
That's
I
what we got to do to Joel. What
I
time?
I just felt all the air get sucked out of the room.
That's
I don't
what
know
needs
what
to happen. I'm telling you, that's what needs to happen. It'll educate him.
Well, anyway,
that was pretty revealing, by the way. I just want to apologize to everybody for that little... But I'm glad I got it off my chest. I feel better.
I'm sorry for telling everybody how fast your hands actually move, man.
Hey, I'm really impressed when I masturbate and I actually get it onto my chest. And I can get that kind of range. Makes me feel good about myself. It's like, yes! It usually just kind of dribbles down the side. Got it on
Three,
my chest.
Five, four, five. I want my chest full of cum.
I was standing this time.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
That's how I get down, nigga.
Wait, so do you actually clean it off or you just let your shirt stick the entire day?
Depends how tired I am. Sometimes I just stay lay there, go to sleep, you know.
No, you do not.
This motherfucker get up in the morning and she
I
like
told
her
I wear a happy
down.
Sock.
Stuck to his chest.
One of these days I'm going to launch that sock right off of my dick. I know it's
Have you ever like done that and it's all over your chest and you roll over and go to sleep and then when you wake up you can't get off the bed because you're stuck to the sheets?
Yeah. So there's decision time. Should I call for help or should I just pick up the whole bed and walk it to the bathroom?
I'm moving my mattress, Mom. I'm moving
Why
the mattress.
Are you moving the mattress into the bathroom?
Long story.
It's a short story. It's 2 minutes long. That's all it takes me because I know what the fuck I'm doing.
And what is Joel thinking every time he's doing this? Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
All right, look.
I'm thinking there's a reason I'm alone.
As long as we're talking about masturbation.
Yes.
I mean, we're sticking to what we know, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Except for you, King Vagina.
yeah. I hate you, by
and,
the way.
And I'm
Just
calling
so
you King
it's
Vagina because you're getting vagina. It's That's fine.
I'm insanely jealous, but I despise you as a human being. So, you know.
At least one of us has to. Someone has to give comedians a good name. You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll cover the being funny part, and you can take care of the getting laid
you're
part.
You're welcome. Yes. And you would gladly trade being funny to getting pussy any day.
Trade in a second.
Just a real quick poll. Do you, Dan, do you masturbate to porn?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
When porn isn't available, what do you masturbate to?
I think about porn.
John Jones, the super Negro champ. Do you masturbate to porn?
I don't masturbate.
Okay, since you're a liar.
you seen the size of the booty I got in my house? I ain't got to masturbate.
Dude, if I had a dick as big as yours, I would masturbate just so I could admire it.
It's rude. That thing is rude. Wakes me up at odd hours of the night, standing up, looking at me. Yeah, nigga, I can whoop your ass.
If I had
take your ass to sleep. Nigga, I'm trying to sleep. If I can't roll over on my stomach because then my ass is just poking up in the air.
See, if I had a dick that big, I would masturbate in front of a mirror.
It's fun until it's pitching, making your sheets look like 10 at night, and your wife is mad because it's cold. She thinks you're taking out the sheets. My dick is hard, bitch. You should have sucked it before I went to bed.
You hug the sheets. No, it's my cock is hogging the sheets.
Now, Joel, porn for you?
Usually, yes.
What if porn is not available?
If porn
Let's
is not
say
available.
Your internet is down.
Okay.
No World of Warcraft.
If porn is not available, then...
That was clever. I like that.
I was going to say I masturbate to World of Warcraft, but if it's the internet that's down, then that's not available.
So the internet is down.
The internet is down.
Yeah, the internet is down. Your bedroom door is locked. You can't find the key because it's dark, and you're horny. Go.
I will usually think about women that I have had sex with in the past.
Bingo. See, I don't.
Well, I've done that too.
Okay, see, I don't use porn. I don't use porn.
Yeah.
I use, you know, memories of my high school girlfriends.
Yeah, it takes a lot longer if I'm cataloging through the spank bank. It takes a lot longer to finish. I wasn't sure what else to call
that. That is awesome.
Going through if I'm pulling up pictures from the spank bank, it takes longer than if I'm looking at porn.
No offense, but I'm only going to be horny if I was thinking about the girls that you guys slept with.
Look who's talking.
I'd say we should kill Tutankhamun right now.
Look who's fucking talking. All right. I'm sorry, Joel. I completely took your podcast off into the masturbation land. And
it's all right, okay. Man. You know, that's where it belongs,
and
really.
I made you all horny, and you're probably not going to be able to finish the podcast.
I won't be able to finish the podcast. Okay, so the list for this week. Terry's a big fan of lists. So.
List me.
I like to come up with a list each week. The list this week, last week we were talking about an article.
Top 10 masturbators?
Yeah, close. Some guy. That's,
hey, there's
that,
fucking
that's
four
me,
right
me,
here.
Me, and me.
Hey, don't forget me.
And you, and then me again. Last week we did an article about this
always
guy.
Always have to have the last word.
Okay, then you twice, and then we're done. How about that?
Thank you.
I'm scared too.
So... last week we did a news article about some guy who he said he knew he was going to be getting arrested soon because 2 days before his arrest, he tried to log on to his Wi-Fi and he found the name of one of the Wi-Fis in his area was FBI surveillance van. So he kind of knew that the cops were closing in on
him. Should I have a Wi-Fi network that says your wife sucks my cock?
That would be awesome.
Real story.
Well, you know, you can name the Wi-Fi thing anything you want. So,
how would you like to have to call tech support? What's the name of your network? Your wife sucks my cock. Excuse me, sir? Your wife sucks my
cock.
Your Wi-Fi sucks my cock.
Should be your Wi-Fi sucks my cock.
Well, if you're going to be rude, I'm not going to help you then.
How about that?
That's right. If you are going to be rude, I am not going to help you.
Meanest, Lemit, your hop will come, fly one plane into your living room.
Your Wi-Fi will work then, motherfucker. Sorry.
Okay, anyway, you can name your Wi-Fi anything you want, so people like to get creative on it. And I've found several lists of different Wi-Fi names people come up with.
Mine is Dick Smack 1.
Dick Smack 1, there you go. What do you think the internet's for? The internet is for porn.
Mine is Niggas Inc.
Niggas Inc.
And it's INK.
He was referring to the metal acronym, NIGGAZINC. Right?
Oh.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Niggas Inc.
Oh, really?
Niggas Inc.
Right.
Wow, I did not expect you to catch that reference.
Whoa. Joel,
what?
That was amazing.
I'm
kind of
scared that you know.
Well, sorry.
Niggas wow.
Inc. Anyway.
You're like hip.
No, he just totally got his yellow pants back.
Before we go on, how did you come across Niggas Inc.? That's what I want to know.
I heard him. I've never heard of it before. I heard him say Niggas Inc. And I heard Niggas Inc. And I was like, well, if you just move the letter over one, now you have Nigga and Zinc. And Zinc is, of course, a metal. So I have no idea what Niggas Inc. is. What is it?
Awesome. Niggas Inc. is me.
Why I
Niggas Incorporated.
Well, that's
black
that
folks.
That would be Niggas Inc.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd said Niggas Inc.
Oh.
Like Niggas Inc. is the name of your zinc company.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like you're selling zinc to people.
You should jump yourself out of a 90-story building right now.
Look, you know what? I should have just not said it. It was funny before, but you guys had to come back and examine it, and now you realize how lame it was.
No, I still think it's clever.
Right,
yeah, it's really clever.
Hey, mine is the Comedy Network.
The Comedy Network.
That is. That's mine. The Comedy Network.
Where people actually tell jokes and stuff and they're funny.
Not really. Not really.
Some of them are funny.
I look at Facebook and go, really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's a guy in Fresno, Alalio. who, whenever he calls me on the phone, I can never understand what he says. The dude's got such a thick accent. When the motherfucker posts on Facebook, it's got an accent. That's how thick.
Yeah, it is.
I wanted to say that the whole podcast. Thank you.
Well, we're at 30 minutes here. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll get back to the list. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Want to know that about me?
I still can't believe you were jerking off when you were six.
Oh, yeah.
I started recording, by the way.
That's fine.
I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back.
Since I was six, bitches.
All right, so...
maybe if y'all had put out, I wouldn't have had to do that.
That's true.
You weren't even skeeting anything, nigga.
Nope, I wasn't. But I was getting that weird feeling.
You get that... I'm going to do it again.
Oh, the room's spinning.
Let's do it again.
I'm going to be late for dinner, Mom.
That's a syndrome of not playing doctor.
Okay, so anyway, Wi-Fi names. Here we go. Turd Burglar. That's always fun.
That's rude.
Got Get Off My Lawn.
Bitch.
You can only finish that with nigga.
And then there's also Get Off My Land.
Again, nigga. It makes the point if you say that. If you don't, they're just going to think you're bullshit.
I don't know. People might get offended. You might just say nagger instead.
No. You got
to
say
then
that.
They would think they were talking to my first wife.
No, I'm still going to use this Wi-Fi anyway. You know, that's what I would do if you didn't say it that way. You know, he's just bullshit.
What's he going to do? Punk me online?
He's just going to kindly ask me. I'm just going to get, but if he's like, get off my land, nigga, I'm like, man, I ain't fucking with this Wi-Fi. He might come over here.
He may blog.
He may blog about me and say some stuff on Facebook.
I found one that said the name of the Wi-Fi was Joel's a douchebag.
What are you doing trying to get on my Wi-Fi?
You named your Wi-Fi that I'm a douchebag.
No, Joel's a douchebag.
My name's Joel.
I know, yeah, but it wasn't on.
I didn't expect you'd find it. You know, but like,
actually, I was trying to get to your place. That was how I found it. I turned my computer on. I just drove.
Just drove around till you find it.
As soon as I got five bars, I was like, all right, he lives here.
Dang. I just want the world to know how you really feel.
It's like triangulating.
What black people really think of you.
Butt Pirate Ahoy.
Wow.
That's rude.
He's a butt pirate of the Caribbean. I even know the theme music to the damn movie and shit. That's fucked up.
That would be the gay porn remake of Pirates of the Caribbean. That would be Butt Pirates of the Caribbean.
Butt Pirates of the Caribbean. Hello. Would you like some coconut rum? Hello.
Who took all the rum?
How are you,
Caribbean?
You might get a virus if you log on this one. The Wi-Fi was called H1N1.
I'm sick. Need some penicillin.
Syphilis. I'm going to name mine Syphilis.
Syphilis. It burns.
It burns.
We can hear you having sex.
Really?
Yes. Someone named their Wi-Fi. We can hear you having sex.
Wow.
Well, that's just a common occurrence.
Yeah. You know, especially. I mean, I
truly can't say how many times my roommates have heard me having sex.
We could ask.
If your roommates can't hear you having sex, you're not doing it right.
Really?
He screams that loud?
Yeah.
I know he's in there screaming. Oh, dang! Oh, baby, stop, baby! Oh, Lord, Jesus! Check it out! Check it out! It's burning! It's burning! You're doing it too much. That's why I don't like to be doing this with you. You ain't even gentle. Say you want to try a new thing.
The gentleman in the background is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
He's Daniel, one of Daniel's roommates, who apparently has heard them having sex. So you're a moaner. Is that what you're saying? Is that what he's saying?
We both are.
Did you hear him, or did you hear her, or both? Okay, you heard him. All right.
What was he saying?
He was crying.
Take it out. Take it out.
Take it out.
It burned.
Take it out.
He was telling her to take it out.
He told her. It's all right,
what,
man.
What was she putting
she
into
wanted
you?
To get, huh?
What was she putting into you that you were telling her to take out?
Oh, long story. I didn't even think of that.
The pyramid.
The pyramid.
The sarcophagus.
It was a long story.
It's not smooth enough. It's not smooth enough.
A long story.
Very long. Long.
The finger.
The finger.
You got the point now, don't you?
Yes, you do.
It's messed up.
So fucking huge. Sometimes I swear to God, you hear something fall over. Like
that's him running. He's him trying to run from her.
He's referring to the fact that Daniel is really tall. I assume Chris doesn't know how big his penis is.
He is tall.
So that one time when He had a boner and knocked over a desk lamp.
I'm like this, man. You need to apologize to your mom for fucking up your uterus like that. That's what you need to do. Mom, I'm sorry for fucking up your uterus. You weren't born. You just fell the fuck out.
I was the fourth kid, though, so I didn't do too much damage.
Yeah, no. But you are a big
guy. I got three brothers. They're all pretty tall.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm blaming you for the damage. You played rugby.
I don't know. Never mind. I don't want to know.
I'm not even going to say it. He played rugby and shit.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to let it go. What else you got, JT?
Hide your kids. Hide your Wi-Fi.
Nice.
Apparently, there is a rapist in that neighborhood.
who's stealing every? He's raping your internet. So you got to hide your kids. Hide your Wi-Fi.
Who's raping the internet? Come here.
Yeah, I want my Facebook now. Google Chrome, nigga.
What's your strength now, bitch?
Okay. My signal's stronger than yours.
Next, there's Abraham Linksys.
That is fucking horrible and gay.
Linksys
is a company
that makes...
stop saying gay. Yes. That's like saying the N-word, Terry.
Okay.
Okay, so stop saying it.
It's like saying the N-word?
Because,
really?
You know, I'm going to tell you how it is, buddy. Gay is the new black, okay?
Gay is the new black, really?
Bullshit.
Really? Nobody said, hey, faggot, come clean my stall.
And they certainly didn't kill him for that.
Well, they
are sicking dogs on gay people, though.
Well, my daughter's gay, and nobody's ever sicked a dog on her.
Oh, okay.
Or gave her too much water at once, either.
That's true.
You look thirsty!
When's the last time you heard someone say, hey, fag, pick up that cotton?
That's right.
Never.
Yeah. Hey, Prince. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, gay people only
that's
wear
a double shot, gay and black. Fuck.
Yeah, they'll complain. They'll be like, it's too hot out here. I need some copper tone. Oh, my God.
Hey, I got a question, though, for you guys. Do you think Hayes, you know, the underwear factory, Hayes? Do you think they allow black people to work in the cotton fields?
What a quandary.
They probably don't actually own the cotton fields.
No, well, George out there.
Hanes will make you smooth and silky, shapely, sexy. Anyway, continue, Joel. Now I'm singing. Yeah, why am I singing?
I don't know. Please bring vodka.
I've had way too much
caffeine.
How are
you not? How are you not drunk?
I know. Yeah. I've had too much caffeine. I'm buzzing.
Please bring vodka to apartment 1310.
Well, that's cool. That's gangster right there.
Yeah. No, not only is a gangster there, that's where you know where to go rob shit.
Yes, exactly.
We're in 1310. Yeah. Can take our shit.
They have good furniture. It's on a Kraken tonight.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
this
it's
person
had,
at the very least, he has expensive computer equipment that you can take.
That's a chisel.
Probably with a nice video card.
Yeah, with some two nice video cards and shit. I don't know anybody like that.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
That are better video cards than mine. You don't even need all that power.
Yeah, you know what? When you're driving a car that's worth less than your watch.
Oh, by the way.
Yes. What time is it?
What time is it, John Jones?
Giving you guys the finger. It's 8:45. No, it's 8:40. Actually.
That's a nice watch, John.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, niggas.
That's a really nice watch. That watch is nicer than my car and runs faster. Probably seats more people too.
Oh, that is a really nice watch.
That's a
really nice watch. I used to work for a watch company for 2 years.
Yeah, it's an Omega.
We're not even allowed to actually work on the watch because it's considered like a premium. Mm-hmm. Like Omegas and Rolexes in the same category.
So you're just giving them all the ammunition they need to fuck me dry. Great.
That's pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
No way.
Yes way. Seriously? Pretty fly for a Wi-Fi. That's right.
Oh, wait, that's the Wi-Fi name?
Yeah, pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
I thought you just made a joke.
No.
It was funny.
I'm not that clever. Sorry.
You could be.
With
enough money.
Router? I hardly knew her.
That's nice.
No free Wi-Fi for you. Free virus.
How about suck my router?
Super, thanks for asking. Network not found. You remember that many, many years ago, that video that was going around the internet, all your base R belong to us? Well, here's someone named their Wi-Fi, all your bandwidth R belong to us.
That's homosexual.
White people.
Look, Ma, no wires.
Yeah.
And finally, Skynet Global Defense Network. Exactly. Okay, moving on. Let's hit our 559 text of the week. As you guys know, I like
559 text of the week.
I want to support my town, so I go to textfromlastnight.com every week, and I find a text there that is probably alcohol or drug induced from our area code 559. So here we go.
In Fresno.
Tipped our cab with a photo pic, a photo booth pic of us, a paper dollar, a dollar in quarters, a Crest white strip, and a tanning pass valid in Boston.
Damn.
What the fuck?
This is what someone apparently tipped their cab driver with.
What, they tipped him with?
Yeah, it looks like $2, a photo booth picture of themselves, and a Crest white strip.
Wait a minute, were they naked and female? Because that would be a nice tip.
They're just saying you had badass breath is what they're trying to say. Yeah, put this in your mouth, you sad nigger.
The teeth are all messed up. So.
Wow.
Teeth look like candy corns.
Welcome to the racist podcast, you Egyptian sand spook black man.
I apologize to all sand niggers out there. Real nice.
Well, if I got to be midnight, you guys got to be 11:30.
I think I should actually be offended.
Shit, I am. Are you kidding me? I'm so white, I'm 6:30 a.m.
I'm so black, I'm blacker than last night, nigga. That's what I'm trying to say. It's impossible.
Damn. You could run a solar panel off me.
Man, when you point a flashlight at me, it turns off. Yeah. Say something else, nigga.
Yeah.
You're black. Only because you'll jump me in the parking lot. And
you're the blackest
me.
One here, yeah.
The last girl I fucked, by the time we finished, she had a tan. So white. All right, you know what? I hate you guys. You guys are just deciding to not laugh at anything I say just to be there.
Well, I don't get it.
I don't get it. He's burning the bitch up. Oh, snap. What are you?
I get it now. Thank you.
No, you're going to have to. No, seriously.
No, seriously. Yeah, people attempted humor, and it does not work, and so I'm just going to stop trying to be funny.
No,
apparently, I don't know what I'm doing.
Hold on. See, now you're pouting.
I am pouting.
You are pouting.
Because I feel bad. I've made a complete and utter fool of myself, and I feel
no.
Feel
you
bad
have
about
to
it.
Explain what that means. Yeah. I don't.
You're so white. That,
right.
Okay. You're so white. The last girl you fucked had it when by the time you finished, she had a tan.
Okay, I get it. She got a tan by my light. I get it. Okay. Yeah. But you said you.
Yeah, you said
you.
Yeah.
You said the last girl.
I didn't mean to.
See, that's why I didn't get it.
All right.
Yeah, and then I had the black guy explain that bright joke to me. That's not cool. That's not cool.
I know, man. I'm not supposed to be doing Caucasian humor, okay, buddy? You got to help me.
Oh, I see. You can only fuck the Caucasian women. You can't do the white humor. I get it. Sorry.
I'm not a race traitor. Yes, I am.
Whatever.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to stop trying to be funny now, and let's move on. I'll cry later.
Sit, man.
For now, let's get a couple of news stories in it.
So now you're going to pout.
No, I'm done pouting.
No,
I'm
you're just, not. Listen to that tone.
I'm done.
Tahaba, haba, tahaba. Haba, tahaba.
You know, I'm just trying so hard, and it's not working.
It's got to, you got to let it flow, pop from the hip. Compton, just like that. Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Let's get a couple of news stories out of the way before we go. Connecticut man has been sentenced to probation for posting a bogus ad about an orgy at the house of a neighbor with whom he'd been feuding.
Well, not because the neighbor was mad. It was because people showed up and it wasn't true. They're like, fuck you, we're pressing charges.
Close. Actually, court records show 44-year-old Philip Conran pled guilty to risk of injury to a child last week. See, apparently some people showed up for the orgy and one of them groped the young girl who lived there.
Oh,
wait a minute. So they showed up for the orgy and the people let him in? Hi, we're here for the orgy. Oh, well, come on in. Maybe.
They say hi to my 12-year-old daughter.
This. Oh, wow. Ooh, where was this at?
This was in Hartford, Connecticut.
Good grief. Someone comes to your door saying they're there for the orgy and you let them in.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a funny joke. I mean, that's just humorous, right?
Come on
there.
In, yeah.
Police say Conran posted on Craigslist in April 2010, and that several strangers knocked on the neighbor's door. One man went to the wrong home, groped a teenage girl, and was arrested.
Well, that's the guy's fault for going to the wrong room.
Hi, right. how you guys doing, Tina? We're here for the orgy. Daddy, they're here for the, oh my God.
What's he doing?
I think they're here for the orgy. How do you know? Well.
His hand's stuck.
He's touching the naughty place.
Wow.
Your chest is flatter than mine. That's where I was last week.
That was horrendous, and okay. Thank you.
Moving on, I came across an article about a woman in England. Her name is Dionne Washington. She's 35 years old.
Hold on. That's a woman's name in England?
Yes. Dionne Washington. Named Dionne Washington.
Dang, I ain't fucking her.
Shit. Well, don't say that too quickly.
Because you would because be fucking Miss, her moaning at her.
Miss Washington, she's 35 years old. She's 5'4", and her booty is 5'3".
I changed my mind.
She's 5'3" wide.
Holy shit. Dionne.
Yeah, take that. You like that, Dionne, don't you? Yeah.
You just call her D for short.
Yeah, come here, D.
Yeah.
D. That is a big booty, though, really. That's though. A like, big booty. She could, like, put me in there, and I could hide from the police in that motherfucker. And they're coming.
How funny is it though that her name's her last name's Washington? She's from England.
Yeah.
Am I the only person that doesn't see that humorous right there?
There are many levels of humor within this story.
Just the name Dionne. I couldn't fuck a girl named Dionne.
Dionne Washington. She's 5'4" tall.
You couldn't until the booty came out, Terry. You like you try.
Where'd she buy your pants at?
Real talk, Terry would make it.
She probably has to have them custom made.
Definitely not skinny.
Yeah,
jeans.
Good luck fitting into a.
That is jungle booty. That is jungle booty for real.
Big and tall.
Yeah, you would try though, Terry. You'd be trying to hit that booty, man, but you just make a mayonnaise sandwich. That's all you do. You ain't gonna ever make it to pay dirt. You've got to be black to make it to pay dirt.
Yeah, apparently she had a really rough childhood. Her being overweight, she used to be really bummed about it.
Oh, Jesus. English humor, yes.
Until she discovered that she was sitting on a fortune. She now makes about $150,000 a year selling pictures and videos online.
Uh-huh. What's her name?
What is her name?
Dionne Washington.
I'm looking for Dionne Washington.
That's right. DionneWashington.com.
Yeah.
Dionnesbooty.com.
I can see her trying on those pants. Does my ass look big enough in this?
That's a full moon.
That is.
That's right.
Hold on.
That's Mars, nigga. That ain't a moon.
What race is she?
Oh, she's white.
Really?
Yeah, they showed a picture of
her. Oh, Lord.
Take it easy. John's hard on almost tipped over the table.
John's going to be moving to England.
Shoot. My stuff is getting hard to the banana man beat.
I swear I hear Sir Mix-a-Lot crying right now.
Mix-a-Lot.
Yes. Don't.
He's got a Lamborghini. He'll get it before I will. Come up. Hey, girl.
She can't fit in a Lamborghini.
Hell no. Her head will be off the top of that car for real. Man, why are you taller than me when you sit down? Ass, motherfucker.
That's a huge ass.
That's
a huge bitch.
That's a big bitch.
I would like to just talk to it, get counseling.
We should just start off as friends, at least.
Yeah, I'll just, you know.
With that English uppity accent, too.
Yeah, cheerio and all
we
that good stuff.
We will not be having anal sex this evening.
But somewhere
we'll have tea and crumpets.
Yes, but sometime in the future, I am going to touch the booty.
Damn, I actually understand Gabriel Iglesias' 5 level of fluffiness.
Damn,
man,
well, hey. I am looking for a proper shag
carpet.
Yeah,
so she could roll it up and shove it in there because they don't make dildos large enough. She's gonna have to get the shag carpet and roll it up.
Man. Could you imagine? Oh my God. John Jones right now is so excited he's sweating.
Yes. I do.
See,
want
I'm sorry
you'll
to
be masturbating tonight.
Yep.
First time.
Yeah. That's the first time for everything.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break real quick. I'm JT Foreman, we're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Oh yeah, man, just went grocery shopping.
I am JT Foreman, we're the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay. Next news story. Moving on. Okay, this woman, she had a dream. She made it happen. She took off her clothes and asked customers for money. This is not, of course, an unusual occurrence at the Baby Dolls Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater, Florida. But the problem is, Natalie Benke was not an employee there.
Oh.
Ah. Yes, this woman at the club just got drunk, started stripping and asking people for money. And when the owner of the club asked her to leave, she refused. So they called the police.
What was her name?
Her name is Natalie Benke.
Natalie Spanky.
Yes. Now, I took a look at the mugshot. She could work there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, she's good looking. Coming to stage three, Natalie Benke.
But she was at a toy store?
No, the Baby Dolls Gentleman's Club in Colorado.
Oh, so there was, Florida. Yeah.
But a she toy store?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you hearing?
Adult toys okay, for men to play with.
You know, I heard a story similar to this, and it was forgive my language, but a midget lady, and she got on the subway in New York.
That is disgusting.
You know, and she was hot. She was hot.
A subway in New York? That's disgusting.
She just stood up in the middle of the car and was like, "You guys, I'm trying something new. You know, I just got fired from my job," and then she just started taking off her clothes and start stripping in, and people started giving her money right there.
She you hear that story? She had to stand up on the seat, though.
Yeah, but she would.
Were they paying her to get dressed?
No, they was paying her money to keep shaking.
Well, they do have poles right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she was using the poles.
That's true. They had a lot of poles.
Like, she was a pro.
That's ridiculous. Speaking from stripper experience, I used to work at a strip club in Bakersfield. And that's fucking disgusting. Cause no, not the fact that a midget got undressed or anything like that. That's pretty sexy. I don't mind watching a midget get do a strip dance, but those dirty ass poles. Cause you have to pay women to clean those fucking poles. The waitresses, they clean those poles before the strippers go on. Cause if you don't, you get a bunch of fucking all these fucked up diseases and shit. You go on, there's a bunch of fucking gonorrhea, syphilis spread across the dressing room and shit like that. It's fucking disgusting.
And it's labeled, too. You can see it. There's some gonorrhea in the corner and syphilis right there on the table.
It's yummy!
It's the BD gang. The BD gang.
There's some green specks on the pole. Can you clean that shit up? Thank you.
Some green what?
Green specks.
Oh, I thought you said green specks. I'm really? Going, what the hell?
Yeah, man, that's racist, man. Damn.
This is getting out of control.
When have you ever Irish seen a Mexican. Green speck? I mean, you're in a green shirt, but other than that.
I'm like, that's a mythical creature.
I worked as a DJ at a strip club, and I was dating one of the strippers.
Fucking
one, sorry.
You mean you were?
And fucking another one.
Yeah.
It was her friend.
Of course.
And I figured out how to make the CDs go, just... I could program them.
Yeah.
So I would, the next girl say, coming to the stage, Christine, and.
Christine. That's a sexy stage name.
Yeah. And it was weird. We had a lunch show.
Yeah.
So they would go and get their lunch, sit there and eat lunch and watch strippers. And we would get lawyers and shit down there and all sorts of. But anyway, I digress. So I got fired because I set the CDs to go and I was backstage. Fucking my girlfriend, who was a stripper, while her girlfriend watched, and I got caught.
Aw.
Man, I didn't get unemployment either.
That's fucked up.
You are the biggest white dude, period. How'd you expect not to get caught? Back there doing your thing. You don't have to worry.
Well, the funny thing about that was I used to work as the guy that watched all the cameras. I was head of security watching all the cameras and everything like that. And it was hilarious because my job was basically to make sure that the strippers weren't smoking weed, weren't doing crack, and weren't giving the customers blowjobs in the back.
Right. So how many blowjobs did you see?
15 to 20.
A day?
I mean, my time I worked, I only worked there for like 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more than that.
I did my job fucking great. Like, that bitch is sucking a dick. Get her.
How long did you wait before you went and got her? You're like...
No, I
okay, let's go.
Well,
if it was me, I'd be like,
no, the manager was slow. 20, the manager was slow. The manager was like 300 pounds. He was like a waddling little slow guy.
Okay,
so
it
took him like a good like 8-10 minutes just to actually get back there, put the money down, get back there, and actually go catch him. So I'm just sitting there, feet propped up in my little room, just watching.
So you got to hear the DJ with all the
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was hilarious, though.
Oh, please welcome to the third stage, Syrinx.
See, I don't like strippers or prostitutes. I hate them. I have a test for them. I'm not a fan.
Nah, the one rule of the strip club, the manager told me, he goes, hey, first day the manager tells me, hey, you cannot touch any of the strippers. You can't talk to them. You can't fuck them. Don't interact with them at all. I was like, okay. So I just fucked the waitress.
Oh, right.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Makes sense.
You didn't do it any of the strippers. That's fine.
You didn't break the rules. Did you get fired?
I did, but not for that reason.
What'd you get fired for?
I went over to the boutique on my lunch break and was just bullshitting with the employees there.
You make me sick.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I know, right?
How could you do that, man?
No, it was funny, though. The managers knew I was fucking this waitress, but they all liked her and they didn't want her to get fired either. So they're like, okay, so it's like found a reason to fire me besides the waitress store.
You're too tall to be working here anyway, man. Play rugby, by the way. Play rugby, motherfucker.
Play rugby.
All right, one last news story before we go. Have a new word for today. The word is priapism. In New York City, a man was arrested for trying to rob his father so he could buy oxycodone to relieve the pain of his 5 to 6 hour erections. He has a rare disease called priapism, which
I've heard of this.
According to Wikipedia, priapism is a potentially harmful and painful medical condition in which the erect penis or clitoris does not return to its flaccid state, despite the absence of both physical and psychological stimulation within 4 hours.
And see, and here's what happens. They use it to cut diamonds.
They take your hard penis and they just start cutting diamonds with them.
Wow.
Breaking ice up with it. Y'all thirsty?
That's intense.
Yes, apparently he he had had this condition his whole life and he got addicted to painkillers.
Hey, you know what though? If he has that condition, guy should have went into porn.
That's true.
No, I'm not trying to. Yeah. Hey, if you were born with a condition that keeps your penis erect for 4 to 5 hours,
man, I
think that is God's calling for you use your penis.
God's calling.
It is your calling. It's your destiny to go into porn.
Just keep bringing them in.
Who are you, Darth Vader? It is your destiny.
It is your destiny.
I know, man.
It is your destiny.
You
got to
rub me in before I tell you. It's your destiny.
Hey, I'm just saying that. I mean, that's...
Imagine that's how rough right grade there. School was for this kid.
Yeah, you want to come up and answer this math question right now? No!
You were playing dodgeball, getting hit in the dick with the ball. And
ow! The star baseball player. Hey, he's got his own bat.
That's right.
Strike. He's out there. He hit it over the fences.
Oh, what's on the ball?
Man, a four-hour erection. Now, look, what you're not hearing in the story is that it hurts. It's painful, so he doesn't want to do porn. Yeah. The last thing he wants to do is fuck. He's probably in there banging that shit against the wall trying to get it to go.
Stop, dude, stop.
I can actually imagine this guy standing there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Go away!
Go away. Man. I bet it talks. If it's hard that long, it talks.
It has
Mine to. Talks.
Is that where the band The Talking Heads got their name?
That's right. It's muffled a little bit, but you're going to... Shit, it's you again.
Oh, no.
God, I bet every time he sees a good-looking woman, he closes his eyes and walks. Bitch, don't look at me. Please, God, don't look at me. And I bet all the fine women want to talk to him and
they do.
He's probably really handsome. He's really good-looking, snappy dresser. And he's probably got a huge dick to top it off. That's got to be like a curse.
Shit, my ship is standing up at night talking to me with a Darth helmet, with that Darth Vader helmet. You will get me some pussy tonight. You got that. I ain't doing shit. Your lack of faith disturbs me. All right, I'm a fucker.
He has that deep ass breath and shit.
Prison. Prison.
Sorry, honey. I know you're tired, but the Darksaber says it's time.
It's time.
Darksaber.
I just saved 50 lives today. I'm tired, nigga.
And then Lord Syphilis shows up. Syphilis.
Yes. Strike me down with that weapon.
No, hey, I think that story would have a silver lining if the guy actually did have a big penis, but imagine if he had like a little small, scrawny one, though.
That was hard for 4 hours? What an embarrassment.
Yeah, a thimble just sitting there pointing at people. Smurf!
No. Really? It's been like 4 hours and no one even noticed. Fuck you.
You shut up.
Smurf!
Better yet, hey, I know that might have a silver lining in itself, though. If it was small, he just tapes it to a leg, just continues on his day.
Except that it's painful is the problem. In fact, that's what he was robbing his father... trying to get money to buy oxycodone. Apparently he had been prescribed it for the pain.
For dick
pain. How you gonna jack your dad though? Just run that wallet, pop.
I don't know. Have you ever
maybe
had
we tried to have pizza together? Hours? What the fuck?
I imagine you'd be willing to rob whoever is available.
My dick has hurt for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Syphilis. But I mean, not,
syphilis.
No, but not from being not being as hard as this table.
You were jerking off too much, and
yeah. Okay, and you sound like you're talking from experience.
Yeah, he did. He said, "Hobble, hobble to jerking off."
That is just brutal. 6 hours.
Oh man.
Working in a coal mine.
Working in
wonder,
a coal
wonder
mine.
Wonder what kind of does it say what kind of job he's got?
No, it doesn't. That's too bad. Doesn't say what kind of job, if any.
He's a seater at a movie theater.
You sit over there.
Stop pointing at me.
No, he directs the airplanes at the airport.
That's right.
Instead of getting those flashlights, he just painted his glow-in-the-dick paint on his dick.
He's just sitting there just rocking back and forth. How come that plane went through the office? I'm sorry.
He's a presenter for market. He's up his presentations for marketing meeting. Stands I couldn't up. Say it.
Yeah, the little laser beam. Instead of the laser beam pointer, he just... All right, here we have...
And what's great about the company is there's no decline.
Yes, ever.
Ever.
My God, we're up 200%.
Yes. Sales are definitely
why is he
up.
Crying?
I don't know. He's just so
I hate my life.
Tears he's of so joy.
Happy.
My dick.
Well, on that note, we're about to run out of time, so Terry, you got anything exciting going on this week?
Masturbation. I'll be doing great. That. I'm going to be doing some of that. Might have some gigs coming up, might not.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. and then I may have a job interview. My second interview, actually.
Cool.
Oh, nice. Where at?
Word. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Like, you sure you won't eat up all the chicken? Are you sure?
Positive. Well, my right, friends might.
Yes, I might show up there for lunch.
Well, Joe,
yeah, what's there what's all the you job title? A couple of times.
He's gonna manager.
He's going to be making
assistant general manager.
Yeah, well,
oh, that's fancy. You have some, assistant you have some general in, manager. I like that.
I'm about 15 years in restaurant management experience. Yeah. So.
Well, they'd be lucky to have you.
Yeah, they're offering me money. I'd like to say no. I'm afraid I'm a comic, and I'm just going to stick to being a comic. And how much did you say again? Okay, so where is the kitchen, and how do you make these wings?
And yeah, you know, that's good money. Singing, so why you doing my dreams.
Well, you know, my dream was actually to be able to make a living doing comedy. Yeah. And
exactly. Say that again, because you sounded so cute when you said it.
I know. Yeah. Which would have been okay in the 90s, when you could do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And nobody follows me on Twitter. Apparently, it doesn't matter if you're funny to play comedy clubs, you booking agent cocksuckers. Anyway, that's why.
Cool. Well, hey, good luck with that.
I don't want to be bitter.
Get hired on. Give me a job.
But I am.
If he seems bitter, it's because he's bitter.
Yeah.
Appearances can be deceiving, but sometimes right. They're just right the fuck on.
That's right.
Daniel Dye, you got anything exciting going on this week? Any shows upcoming?
Got some rugby.
Some rugby. Maybe your penis is going to be hard for 6 hours.
Going to be having sex with your cute little girlfriend. And
oh, that's every day. The current.
I hope she hears this then.
Oh, she will. She'll agree with me. She'll be like,
take it easy. Fucking bragging some.
Let's jump.
Whatever.
You got a wife, so that's worse.
Whatever, King Slut.
King Slut.
That's what you name. King Slut.
King Slut. I like that, actually. King Slut.
King Slut.
Born now, introducing to the stage, we got Mr. Egyptian King Slut.
King Slut. And his taking the stage.
His pyramid shaped cock.
It's coming to a point.
As he's log jamming his girlfriend on top of the Sphinx. Yes.
That's messed up.
I like to hit her in the Sphinxster.
Now that's good.
Not like
that was horrible.
That was clever. See, that was a good joke. Way to be funny for the podcast.
Ow, so take it out.
I thought you were going to quit.
End of the podcast.
Take
I
it out.
Found one.
Take it out. You did two good ones today. Awesome. You did two good ones.
And John Jones, you got anything exciting happen?
Well, I'm going to be.
Let my penis go.
I'm going to be.
Let my penis go.
I'm not going in the Red Sea.
I'm going to be doing a couple of gigs this week.
Where at?
I think Bakersfield and Visalia.
Oh, cool. So the Bakersfield is that's the Laugh in the Links?
Yeah.
And that's Friday. And what's the name of the golf club that's at? You don't know? Okay, well.
Crackers, just, white people, just golf club.
Go on to Facebook and
whatever,
look up
Tiger.
John Jones or look up Dave Pursue. And I'm sure he's got a link on his wall. Yeah. He's the one booking the shows.
You got me on
the
poster.
And then Saturdays, it's on it's at Halfies, right?
I think
Saturday
so.
Show.
Halfies
and is, you're at those also,
I think,
aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, check out both of them Friday and both Terry Michaels and John Jones Friday and Saturday at Friday in Bakersfield.
Okay.
At Laughs in the Links and Saturdays at Halfies. I don't have anything exciting going on this week. I am JT Foreman. Thanks for joining us on the Bitter Comics. Daniel Dye, thanks a lot for hosting the show tonight, letting us record
your
place.
Why have you done
place.
This to yourself?
Thanks for,
I know, right?
Thanks for being on the show.
Nah, thanks for having me. It was good.
Terry Michaels, thanks a lot for coming out. Super Negro Champion.
Peace.
Stay super. I'm JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will see you next week.
Peace. Help me.